try to build for the future a medical marijuana program that we can all be proud of. And by the way, a program that will still be here 3, 4, and 5 years from now. A sure way to get the achievement that you all worked for, that the MPP worked for, and a sure way to ruin that achievement would be to let this evolve into a recreational program that causes community problems that ends up being on a referendum on the ballot 2 or 4 years from now. That, you know, voters of Arizona, I looked at my charge two ways. A, this program was given to the Department of Health Services. A major part of our mission is substance abuse prevention. And I also looked at my view as a steward of the voters. When people walked into the voting booth, they connected the arrow on a program that said a medical marijuana program, and it said that the program would be regulated by the Arizona Department of Health Services. And so we took that trust as sacred, and that's why the policy decisions that you see in the rules, for example, the requirement for a medical director to act in the interest of patients is in there. And that's why we're building in some checks and balances up front with the patient certification form, so that as physicians make certifications for their patients, that we're ensuring that they've actually done a physical examination, that they've got record keeping that is standard practice to ensure that they've got documentation for that patient's true debilitating medical condition, and that they maintain those records in accordance with state law. So, those are sort of the two key elements that we use when crafting the initiative. So let me talk for a minute just about the time frames moving forward. Some of you know some of these things, but there is one thing that's not clearly understood, I don't think, by the community as a whole, and that is that the rules that we posted last Monday are the unofficial final rules. There are still some areas that we need to do some work on in terms of cross-referencing the initiative. So I'm assuming many of you are here because you intend to participate as either a dispensary owner or a caregiver, maybe you're just an interested qualified patient. But when you build your business models, make sure that you use the official version that will be filing with the Secretary of State probably next Tuesday. So that the final version will be on our website, and we will be linking directly to the Secretary of State's website, sosaz.gov. By this time next week, there will only be one official posting of the final rules, and those are the rules that will be posted with the Secretary of State. We don't anticipate any policy changes between now and the final official rules that will be posted with the Secretary, although we did get a couple of suggestions at the forum in Tucson that will help us make some slight modifications to the attestation piece regarding the initial address for the initial registration certificate. So let me talk just for a second about what my staff is working on right now. And again, this is a direct result of the conversation that we had in Tucson on yesterday. One of the, we're not gonna make any policy changes, but we are gonna make it a little bit more clear that in the initial application that you put in, that it needs to be very clear that the address that you're applying under is an address where you have consent to apply. And so we're going to add a line in the final rules that say, as you make your attestation that you're in accordance with local zoning, that you also ensure us that the person who owns that address knows that you're applying for a registration certificate at that address. And so something as simple as a letter from the owner, landlord, somebody who has the economic interest in that property to ensure that they know that you're applying for a dispensary. We're not asking for a lease agreement. We're not going to do anything like that. But we want to make sure that somebody doesn't turn in an address that they just selected simply because they looked at the local zoning and it looked like it was in accordance with local zoning because there was no daycare centers or anything like that around. And they figure, well, let's get a toehold here. Doesn't matter, I'm going to move my dispensary after I get my registration certificate. So we're going to ask for that letter